How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
I didn't know we had a theme tune.
Yeah, new one.
That's great, Suze. Thank you.
Well, of course, you and I play on the theme tune, don't you? You're on the keys and I'm on the trumpet. No, is it saxophone?
That's what people, a lot of people don't realise. We're playing those instruments.
Of course. Yeah. Why wouldn't we?
Of course. Why would you not when you've got the talent?
You know, that's the thing. It's like a language. If you don't use it, you lose it.
That's true, isn't it? That's the same thing. I've said the same thing about my calves.
Here, Tom, tell us then, were you at the NTAs last night?
Well, I don't like to talk about the award ceremonies I don't get nominated for but still get invited to. But I did go there and I was going to wear, well, I had a number of wardrobe ideas, but Alf, I thought maybe I'll wear Crocs with a dinner jacket, and Alf said, there's somebody who's already doing that.
Who was that?
And I can't remember the name, but somebody very forward-thinking, obviously. So instead, he said, why don't you wear shorts with your dinner jacket? Because it's going to be really hot. So that's what I did.
Very nice. What did you do with your feet?
Still dinner jacket shoes, a dress shoe, a patent shoe.
With a nice sock?
With the same dress socks.
With like a black sock?
With a black sock. Alf at one point said, have you got any of those garters that could, you know, pull them up? But they can't. That could look a bit fetishistic, I thought.
I don't mind, but
I think it might be distracting at a National Television Awards ceremony.
That is, when I saw a production of Cabaret in the West End.
Right.
Sure.
She's been to the theatre, everybody.
I've seen the shows.
She's cultured.
When I went to the theatre to see that, sorry, I'm really tired today, so I might keep repeating myself. Do you want to know why I'm so tired?
Yeah, tell us. I was about to ask.
So last night I had a gig in town and I stayed over because I had a hospital appointment for my back this morning.
Welcome back.
That fucking back that she keeps going on about.
Oh.
Having an MRI, aren't I? I've got to go in one of them tubes.
MRI.
I'll say that to the consultant.
Apparently they're not always as frightening as you think because you can see out the top end as well.
Are you talking about an MRI still?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Anyway, so I was in a hotel. My hotel room had a mezzanine.
A matinee?
A mezzanine. Is that what they're called? When it's like on two floors?
Yes, like a
Well, it was basically the door was downstairs and then the bed was up. It wasn't much more than a door downstairs. Anyway.
Oh, I think I know this hotel room. Go on.
Is it in South Kensington?
No.
No. Anyway.
It's the Montcalm one.
No, I was in a Hilton Doubletree.
Oh, hello. She's arrived. Would you like a cookie?
Oh, they didn't offer me a cookie. They didn't have any cookies yesterday.
What?
Yeah, for those not in the know, when you're on tour, a Hilton Doubletree, it's for anyone. It's not just people that are touring. You don't arrive and they say, are you touring stand-up? Here, please.
Yeah, please have a biscuit.
They've got like a warming oven, haven't they?
They've got a warming oven behind the counter, yes.
Yeah. Which sounds like an innuendo.
It does, doesn't it? Well, not when it's empty. Well,
no, but there was nothing. There was nothing to...
The cupboard was bare.
Indeed it was.
I always think it's an inconvenient time to have a gooey cookie because one has one's hands full with luggage. One is manoeuvring doors, sometimes short staircases as well.
I tend to just gobble it in reception. Have you considered doing that? Great club night.
Great club night. Great.
Gobbling at reception.
You get the room for free, dear.
Well, listen, you know, you've got to try. The thing is, touring's quite expensive. People don't realise that.
People
and you've
don't
got to cut costs
you,
where you can.
You make your money where you can. Yes, absolutely.
You know, if you can claw something back, you've got to do it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes.
So I had a fitful night's sleep.
A fitful night in a strange bed, yeah.
I'm in a bed. I had the most vivid dream. Oh. I was staying at Beyonce's. There was no rhyme nor reason to this.
No dream about it.
I think it's because I think it's because when Alice and I normally go to bed, she tells me that I have to get off my phone and we have to read in bed because it's very sensible. It's a very grown-up thing to do. Yeah. She doesn't tell me that I have to, but she will be like, read your book for a little while. Don't just look at the internet.
That's good. That's good.
So, but then when I'm in a hotel room, sometimes I lay in bed and scroll through Instagram.
Oh, it's like a toddler. Yeah.
And
a toddler misbehaving in a restaurant. Yeah.
Exactly. And so I did a deep dive into what's Beyonce up to.
Oh,
you know, just different things like that.
That's good.
Which I like to be, you know, I like to stay across in sort of a broad
like
term
to be
all of the time.
You're cultured, that's why.
Thank you. I'm into art. So I had recently been on Beyonce's page. So she was clearly in my mind. But in many ways, she's always on my mind. So I dreamt that me and my daughter were staying at Beyonce's house.
Lovely.
She was playing with some Lego. I said, I'm going to go on to bed. No, my daughter.
Okay.
The baby was playing with Lego. But I don't know. It might have been Beyonce's Lego. I don't know. But her and Jay-Z had gone out and left us to the place.
Oh, that's nice.
Anyway, it was really kind of them, actually. It was really good of them.
I like
then
that.
Then they are... Do you know what? That's the thing. Anyway, long story short, some burglars arrived, kidnapped me.
Of course they did.
And then I woke up and was like... Oh, thank goodness I'm not in the back of a van.
Oh, were you in the back of a van? That's
I was in the back
vivid.
Of a van. It was really vivid. I don't know where I was going. I could hear water. It was really intense.
Well, that sounds like imposter syndrome, I think, there, Suze.
Oh, do you think?
Absolutely. You've got...
Well, getting kidnapped is imposter syndrome.
You're in the high echelons of culture and
with
celebrity.
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
And you've been snatched away from it.
Oh, Tom, you're so bright, aren't you?
I'm so good, aren't I? I'm like Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. I can read dreams for Pharaoh.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm.
And he's quite camp.
I didn't realise it, but as an 8-year-old, I was obsessed with Joseph. And now it makes sense. Yes. It's the gayest one.
Oh, yeah. What, of the musicals?
Of the Bible stories. He's
got
the son.
Yeah. Well, I think any Bible story that you can make into...
A musical. It's already halfway there.
Yeah.
But what I will say is, he's like, he gets on really well with his parents. Hello.
Hello.
He gets on so well that they make a special thing of him and they buy him a coat. And he says, well, the dad says, what coat do you want? And he says, a multicolored dream coat. I mean, hello.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, like, he pisses off his brothers so much by pretending by telling them he's a clairvoyant. That's so gay.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it?
We never really hear about Joseph's non-gay life. Is that okay to say?
I think that's fine to say.
I just think, you know, swishing around in a coat. So much so that there he was sold off into Egypt.
Yeah.
Then he did well in prison. Very gay thing.
Very gay thing to do. And he was played by Philip Schofield.
Philip Schofield gay?
Do you know, I went to see Philip Schofield in it.
My Joseph.
Yeah, well, of course.
I saw him in Joseph.
Did you see him? Were we Bromley?
Played.
The Palade!
Mum went out with her friends. No, I don't know if she got pissed or not, but she phoned Dad and said, look, I've got us tickets. We're going to go and see it tonight.
And did your dad come up or did your dad...
Dad came and James. James fell asleep in the Megamix. Still talked about as a family story. Where did you see Joseph?
Well, first of all, that it's really on brand for James to fall asleep in a Megamix.
Yeah, that is classic.
Love that
for him.
Not
be fazed by a musical, yeah.
Yeah. So I saw it at the Mayflower Southampton. I don't know if you've been. You must go. You simply must go.
Beautiful theatre.
It's a beautiful theatre. I stood up on one of the chairs and sang along.
Oh, I bet you did, Suze.
And people were tutting and my mum was sort of enjoying it.
Oh, you're
like, let her sing. She's only a kid. Obviously, to everybody else, it would have been unbelievably infuriating.
Were you like that person at the Adele concert?
Yeah, like a little bit, I think.
Yeah, I can imagine, yeah.
I would say that my theatre etiquette now is much, much better.
Well, of course, it's a hot topic, I would say. It's a real wedge issue of like how one can interact with a musical because a lot of people love to sing along.
No, don't. I appreciate I did it when I was like five, but I think on the whole, no.
People do that. They go to the bodyguard. And
oh, I know.
They call the police.
I know. I heard about that. And someone got punched. Didn't someone punch an usher?
The irony is you've got all these security people coming over. You assume they're part of the cast.
Yes, of course. Bodyguard. Anyway, someone picked up the one that was singing, kicked down a door.
No.
And then she... No, I'm joking. Then she did the closing number.
Carried her off in arms. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Kevin Costner was there.
Kevin Costner was there doing that thing. Do you remember when he sort of slit that bit of silk with his...
Oh, yeah. Was that really sexy for straight people? Is that straight culture?
No, I think that's straight culture right there.
Yeah.
In a basement. I always thought, there's not enough furniture in that basement. You haven't furnished it, Kevin.
Oh, yeah. I think that's just straight men.
That would be the case.
Because is your brother's place very furnished?
Well, actually, James has furnished it very, very well. Yeah. He even bought the Tom Ford book. Put it underneath the coffee table.
Oh, Tom, you've really rubbed off on him.
Do you know what? What's the point of having me as a big brother if you're not going to decorate your house with things like that?
If you're going to just a tiny bit camp it up.
Triple wick candle on the coffee table.
Oh, excuse me. Now hello. I don't think you should be falling asleep in a Megamix for Joseph.
Absolutely. And also, I mean, I suggested it, but he really ran with it. James was putting his television on the wall, you know, in that way that people do.
Sure.
And I said, why don't you make a faux fireplace?
And he
underneath.
Did.
And he did. And it's really
What did you do? Just start a fire?
No.
Just burn a hole in the carpet.
And of course, that's the thing, isn't it? Burnt the whole block of flats down. No, he didn't. He just put it in. I think he might have put a few faux logs. A failure.
That's the thing. He's handy, isn't he? That's the thing with your brother.
He's very handy.
I'd love to have a handy fella around.
Well, it is. I will say that it is handy to have somebody who knows the way around the construction industry. Yeah.
Well, of course, we've got the good boys, haven't we? Who come and help us.
Of course, I often think about the good boys.
Oh, you'd love them, Tom. The good boys. Theo and Joe, Brighton Paintworks. Highly recommended.
Theo and Joe, Brighton Paintworks. Hello.
Honestly, they're not sponsoring the show, but they are sponsoring us living in a house that we can live in.
Well, I know. I mean, I've seen these pictures go up. We're like a rat up a drain pipe.
Thank you. They have gone up very quickly, and you're right. Joe did a lovely job.
He did a lovely job of that.
Yeah, all the right distance apart.
Change the windows?
Joe didn't do the windows, but he did come in and tidy up afterwards.
Did he do the olive green on the hallway?
Yes, he did.
On the hallway sub dado.
Yes, he did. He did all of that. Did the banister. Did your room that you stay in.
Oh, that's lovely. So the painters.
They do a bit of deck. You know, they do a bit of everything. Lovely. But if something goes wrong, we sort of ring them first because they'll know a boy who does another thing.
They'll know someone. Well, when you've got people you trust, that's the way of it.
That's the thing. They know a plumber. We needed a plumber. We called them.
That's good, isn't it?
They know everyone. That's the thing. You know, that's the thing. If you've got a trade, you'll work forever. I would like to go back and have a trade.
Oh, yeah. What would you have?
Carpenter.
Like our Lord Jesus.
Like our Lord Jesus Christ. Love the idea of sanding something down. I know.
Do you? No, we're not going to say it. We don't need to say it.
No, we don't need to say it because we all think it.
That's the way, isn't it? But that's great. Would you have an electric sander or would you do it all analog?
Well, I think given my back, I'd probably have to use an electric one, but I don't know if I'd lived a different life. Maybe I would have the upper body strength because I'd probably have more time for the gym, wouldn't I?
Well, you say that.
If I wasn't around the country trying to show off.
But no, those carpenters, they're often bent over a lathe, aren't they?
Tom.
There's always a lathe going.
Oh, what's a lathe?
A lathe is where they spin the sticks so you can turn them into banisters. And that's my...
Oh, Tom. See, you know more about carpentry than me. What would you do?
No, I don't know what I know about that. It's a toughie, actually, isn't it? Plastering, I think, is a good one. You're never out of work and you get a six-pack.
Yes. And you know what? It's really fucking hard to find a good plasterer.
That's what I mean. You're never out of work.
You're always working. And there's always a wait on a plasterer.
Yeah. Because they last as well. Can't book them to the last minute.
That's right. Do you think you could hang a piece of wallpaper?
No.
No.
Absolutely not. Could you?
I mean, I think there is part of me that could, right now, absolutely not.
Well, there is. I just feel like my whole childhood was partitioned by moments when mum and dad decided to get the wallpapering table out.
Would they do it together?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I'm imagining your mum and dad in... Do you know what I'm imagining? Your mum dressed as Kiki D in the Elton John video.
She did have dungarees.
Heart.
She did have dungarees. Well done. Yeah. She
Maybe had them when... James.
Yeah.
Yes. Sure. Yeah. Your dad there dresses Elton John, those big glasses.
Those big...
He's just come out.
It was a very interesting time. Very interesting
time.
You know
what? And good for you.
Good. Good for...
But
good
that's
for
a shame
them.
You didn't pick anything up.
Well, I probably did pick something up. Probably got told off for it. But there, I always remember there's a little roller thing. Do you remember that? A little roller thing. I don't know what that does. And a little, I don't know if it's to smooth over the edges when you
yeah, well, of course, you've got to get all the bubbles out, haven't you?
Maybe it was for that. It was like a roller, but without a sponge on it. And narrow. Someone on
there. Oh, yeah. I don't know what that is, but I love it.
And a trestle table would come out. And I was like, where did this table come from? It's like, it's a wallpapering table.
And it would have been folded up in your garage, I imagine.
Folded up like a briefcase. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Tom, to get back to my earlier question, what celebrities did you see at the NTAs last night?
I'm glad you asked, but unfortunately we haven't got time, so we have to go.
I'll tell you who I was thinking of. In the West End production of Cabaret, the orchestra wore boxers. And those sock things.
Sock things. I thought it looked a bit cabaret.
Yeah, and they were on, they were above the stage in like a caged area. It was all very chic.
Was this the one at the Kit Kat Club one?
No, this was one about 15 years ago. Anna Maxwell Martin playing Sally Bowles.
Oh, lovely cast.
Fabulous.
The one I saw, I did like it. There was a lot of like beginning where people were like, there'd be like a dancer sort of warming up in a negligee.
Oh, yeah, you said about
all
that.
All of that sort of thing. And then someone following around with an oboe and she was sort of doing some stretches and sort of like, oh my goodness, look at me.
I've got tickets to go and sit when Self Esteem and Jake Shears are in it.
I think that's going to be especially good.
I think that'd be quite good. So,
treat.
But Tom, please, did you speak to Alison Hammond?
No, but was... sat in a box with...
Oh, all right. In a box, were you?
Susanna Reid.
Oh, huge. Ben Shepherd?
Please.
You didn't see Ben Shepherd. You didn't see my Ben.
Do not jump the gun, but your Ben was there. Wearing a beautiful olive green velvet jacket.
Well, he can dress. That's the thing, Tom.
He's
he dresses
a real
as well
dresser.
As a gay man.
He can dress as well as a gay man. There's an accolade. There's the award, Ben, that you didn't get last night. But the... He looks, you know, like he's always looked. Never aged a day over 27.
No, he doesn't age, does he?
Charlotte was there.
Charlotte.
Richie.
One.
Yeah, Charlotte Richie was there, and there was somebody who was in EastEnders. No, Emmerdale.
You're being really vague, Tom.
Somebody who was in Emmerdale.
Sure. God, I hope they don't listen to this.
Whose character was killed off in the plane crash, if you remember that.
Was there a plane crash in Emmerdale?
Yes, long time
ago. God, how have they got the budget for that?
Well, I think, you know, it was the aftermath. You didn't really see it.
Right, you didn't see it.
And then...
Or did they use like a paper aeroplane for the crash bit?
I don't know exactly how they did it, actually. No.
Sure, sure.
But, of course, Pixie Lott, who knows Alfie, because her sister went to school with Alf, but also Jane Torval.
Oh,
I didn't think you had any more breaths to take in. Yeah.
Well, neither did I but then of course, well, of course you can find another breath for the bolero. I've always said that.
You can always find another. I think you just said breast for the bolero.
Oh, yes, I always have a third breast for the bolero. They're small, but you know.
Please, perfect. Perfect
three,
for bolero.
Whether you think you want three handfuls for a bolero. I've always said it. More than a handful's ways, but three is just right. Yep, on their knees.
Oh, that's right. They weren't they? She wasn't last night, though.
She wasn't in the reception of a Doubletree Hilton.
She wasn't. No, so, she wasn't checking in. Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Did you see anyone from Call the Midwife? That's the thing I really need to know.
No, but she was there, but I didn't see her.
They were all there.
They were
the
all
writer
there.
Was there. Dr. Tina Turner was there.
No, really?
Sheila Turner was there. Yeah, Tom, they were all there.
Turner was there.
They were all there. Of course, I follow the official Instagram account.
Of the NTAs.
Call the Midwife.
Call the Midwife. Of course.
And our friend Joel.
Joel, of course, hosting the show on Tenterhooks, because we didn't know if the baby would come.
Well, yes, of course. They're expecting, aren't they? Mm. Oh, bless him. He looks so handsome.
Yeah, lovely. And he wore a white dinner jacket, so did I.
Oh, so you're very similar, you and Joel,
That's the thing. That DNA show.
Just a shame that he's so ugly, isn't
it? It's such a...
just a terrible face. Oh, God. What an unattractive
man. What a shame. Where was he? Behind the door when God was handing out the looks.
And the thing is with Joel is he's also just so lovely.
He's such a lovely guy.
When Mum met him, she went, it's unusual that someone that good looking is that nice.
That's true, though. That is true.
And good for you, Joel.
Yeah, Anne's right, though, because a lot of good looking people are awful.
Yeah, a lot of good looking people are right arseholes.
Yeah.
That's why me and you go. That's why,
look how nice we are. Everyone says, what lovely people.
Yeah. People can't stop saying it.
Say that all the time. It's true, actually. Mm. It was very stressful at Heathrow Airport today. And then they closed one of the... They said, South security is busy, North security is busy, right, at Heathrow Terminal 5. So it didn't matter which one we were in. I was in a queue that snaked round and went all the way back to the door.
No!
And then some people in orange jumpers went, make sure your liquids are in the plastic bags. Also, this one's closed, so you should move to the other one. And we were like, oh, okay. So we all had to run up to the other one. And I was so, like, flummoxed. It was such a massive wait to get through. And then we got to the other side. There was all these people standing there in lanyards. I said, are you the management? I was quite annoyed, actually. They went, no. I said, well, what happened at the other security? And they went, oh, it's just part of a process we're trying or something. And I was like, oh, we're just an experiment for you, are we?
Oh,
it's like probably
no.
Like 1,000 people. And I was really annoyed.
Did you say to them, I was at the NTAs last night, I'm off the telly?
Well, that was what was worse, was I was kind of a little bit, you know, sort of, you know, I was like, well, what happened with the other one? And why, you know, because I don't like the idea of people just standing around while everybody's in chaos.
Yeah.
And then, Emma's just put up a bit of information. So I was a bit incensed by it. These people standing there in lanyards, and then they recognised me off the television, except for the one who I'd directly been speaking to, who said to her friend, I don't know who he is. And then as the queue then snaked around in front of them, she was sort of looking at me, and then as it snaked around a bit further, she went, oh yes, I loved your outfit last night. So I don't know whether to be annoyed or flattered.
It's hard to say, isn't it?
And then producer Emma just put in the chat, isn't that because a prisoner's escaped?
Oh my God, Tom, they know you're on the
list.
They know
I'm on... Goodness me. Band on the run.
Crikey.
Gay on the run.
Shall I share an email?
Please share an email. Prisoner escape. I do want to just quickly look that up there.
Hi, Tom and Susie. Thanks for the pod. I love listening to you both each week. Susie, as the mother of two boys, I'm happy to report that holidays do get easier. They're 11 and 9 now, and they are so much fun to go away with, as they want to explore and try new foods just like me. So hang in there. It will get easier. Tom, my husband is also growing vegetables in our garden. Right. And our gourds are one of my favourite items to see.
Oh.
To me, they signify the change of seasons, which is such a beautiful time. Susie, I thought you might like to see this recent picture of my 9-year-old and his granddad hanging out with a pumpkin, so you can see how they grow. Please note, that's not our garden. We aren't millionaires. I can see how they're growing. They're just sort of sitting on the soil, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they grow on top of the soil. Mm.
I've wanted to write in for ages, but you're both friends with my brother.
Oh, my. Who's that?
Brackets. James Acaster Clang.
Oh my goodness.
So it's felt a bit weird to write in.
Acasters.
One of the Acasters, one of the several Acasters.
Well, of course, whose mum and dad used to come and see us in the flat in Edinburgh.
And his mum and dad have been to see my stand-up shows a couple of times. Oh, but such lovely people.
Mm, lovely. Although his dad once criticised some shoes I bought, but anyway, that's fine.
What did he say about them?
I said, I've just bought these shoes. What do you think? He said, I don't like them. But I kept them anyway.
That's really funny. Anyway, love listening, and I'm excited to see Susie's show in Northampton later in the year. Okay, bye, 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 bye. And that's from Ruth.
Ruth,
thanks so much for reaching out.
Ruth, the Ruth is on fire. Oh, that's great.
We don't need no water. Let that. I won't say it because I think that it gets bleeped. If I think we might get in trouble. So should we have one more before we...
Yes, I've got time if you have.
I've got time. Why not do it? Hi, Tom and Susie, long-time listener of the podcast. Just wanted to say that I loved Tom's show in Leeds this week.
Oh.
I went by myself and was feeling a bit nervous. But when I sat down and heard Two Doors Down on the pre-show playlist, it made me smile and reminded me of the pod. I particularly enjoyed your mention of Kill the Midwife. Hoping to catch a tour show of Susie's in the near future. Bye, 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 bye. Now, Tom, we've had a few people get in touch to say, sorry about what happened at Leeds. Did you have a particularly rowdy crowd?
No, what happened was...
What happened in Leeds?
There was an apron at the front of the stage over the top of the orchestra pit.
And just an apron? What, just loose?
Not an apron.
what's an apron?
Like a stage apron. Is that what it's called on the front of the stage?
Oh, I've never heard that before in my life, Tom.
And
I've been in the theatre since I was a child. I think you're lying. An apron? What, for a piano? For an O. Joanna?
No, for a whole orchestra. Oh, well, it was a lid on the orchestra pit.
No, it's an apron. Go on.
What, like Mrs. I said...
Like Mrs. Overall.
Like Mrs. Overall. It's an overall for the orchestra pit. And I said to the team there, I feel a bit distant with this big gulf between me and the audience. Maybe I should be on the apron. And they said, yeah, fine. We'll just refocus the lights. And as I went to refocus the lights, I said, can I be seen from upstairs, though, if I'm stepping forward? And they said, oh, yeah, we'll check. And I asked a few times and then come to the show. I walked to the position, which we'd rehearsed, which I'm told was fine. And then the whole of the top tier were like, we can't see you.
Oh, no.
So apparently I disappeared out of vision, which, I mean, I can imagine would be a little bit annoying. So anyway, I obviously identified the problem and stepped back into the original position on the stage with the gulf between me and the audience, whereby everyone could see.
And did they have to refocus the lights again?
No, I left it. I left it.
Can anyone get in touch and let us know if it is called an apron? Because I think Tom's bullshitting, but here we are.
Anybody there with a stage management qualification?
Oh, yes.
BEC 2 members.
What's a BEC 2?
British Equity. No, is it? No, not BEC.
Might be. I don't know. Just make it up.
Well, I thought it was the... I thought BEC 2 was the stage managers union.
Fine.
But
Better Electrics Club?
I think it's technical people, yeah.
Technical people. Technical people. People who need people. I've got to go. I simply must leave.
You've got to go. Go out of here. Get out of here. Thanks for a lovely time. Sorry this is a bit late, everybody, but the flight, you know, it was impossible to coordinate.
Yes,
and also
worry.
We did schedule to record it yesterday and I'm sorry and I forgot.
Listen, Tom, we all forget things sometimes. Don't beat yourself up about it. You've been giving yourself a real hard time about it and it was totally fine.
I've been giving so much.
Tom, you give so much.
I give so much.
My tour starts next week, if you're interested. I think there's a small handful of tickets left in the first few dates, which are Newcastle, Sheffield and Birmingham. That's where we start next week. So if you're around that area, you might be able to snap up one of the last tickets if you fancy that sort of thing. And if not, check my website because I'm all over the country.
It's going to be great, Suze. Babs. Everyone's very excited.
Cheers, babs. Right. Well, listen, if I don't see you through the window, I'll see you through the week.
Okay, hon. Well, you get on your way and everybody have a lovely time, okay?
Okay.
And also, if you feel a bit... I got it a bit on Monday. I'm just putting it out there. I feel a bit glum sometimes. I think it is part of the seasonal adjusted. I felt it a bit on Monday.
Yes.
So just to say, if you're feeling that,
feeling it too. That was okay.
Just flashes of it again. Like, what's wrong?
Thanks for sharing that, love.
Yeah, it's quite all right.
All
right, everyone.
See
lots
later.
Of love, everyone. Cheers. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.